gonna take out time, send the boys back to the rooms to clean. There's a fundamental question that one could ask, and that is, why do we need to clean chametz? Why is there a chiyuv of bedika? According to most poskim, on every individual, 30 days before Pesach, let him just simply be mevatel, he'll just nullify the chametz that he has in his rishus. And if he's in America, so the place that he's around on Pesach, so then that, he has to be concerned that there shouldn't be chametz. Bittul, though, is not enough. There's an active chiyuv of bedika. And the Nesiv HaShalom describes beautifully. Inyan bittul chametz, shebevatel belibo, umekabel apa, uminatayra bittul baal masagi. Really, all you have to do is bittul. This is what I want to focus on tonight. Chachamim said that you have to do something active. Shelo yistapek b'haskama b'leiv. It's not enough when it comes to Pesach to decide that you're not the owner of the chametz. El yachnisu b'maisim b'poyel mamish. But rather, you have to corroborate the bittul with an action of bedika. There are halachic implications of this that I don't want to get into tonight, and in shiurim we'll discuss. At the end of the day, says the Nesiv HaShalom, there's something about bedikas chametz that you got to do something active. Yachnisu ba'atzmoy bepoyel mamish. Obviously, what the Nesiv HaShalom is driving at is that there's something about Pesach that you can't simply rely on an intellectual decision. It's not enough. You know, they say that there was once a fellow who was a successful businessman, and he had a brother that he had long been estranged with who passed away, and he was modern Orthodox. And he was in the middle of a big business deal in China. And he asked the rabbi, you know, a brother that I don't have a good relationship with, do I have to sit Shiva for him? He said, yeah, you have to sit Shiva for all relatives. He said, Rabbi, my brother passed away. I have to sit Shiva. Rabbi, I'll pay you $5,000 if you sit Shiva for me this week while I'm away in China. There's some things that you can't have someone else do for you. You can't decide in your mind. Bedikas chametz, just like sitting Shiva, is something that every individual has to do. What's the omek hadavar? Not only do we ask the question in regards to bedika, but there's a very famous, one of the most famous dictums in Musar that's said by the great Chinuch. The Chinuch has a line that everybody's got to know, and that is, acharei ha-pu'ulois nimshachleis ha-levavois. After one's actions, that is where the heart follows. The Chinuch describes that a person has difficulty, you know, being motivated to come to davening. So then he says, then force your body, even though your mind is not there, force your body to go into action, run to shul, as opposed to walk to shul. That's what the Chinuch writes. This famous line, which we're not going to discuss the import of tonight, Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos ha-levavos, appears time after time in one place in the Sefer HaChinuch, and that is in Hilchos Pesach. If I'm not mistaken, he doesn't mention it anywhere else. He mentions it by Karban Pesach, he mentions it by Matzah, he keeps on emphasizing this idea, Acharei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos ha-levavos. Why? What is it about Pesach, particularly, that the emphasis is action? More than that, another Maramakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael something extremely demonstrative. The mitzvah of Karban Pesach is introduced, Mishchu, drag, pull, Ukhu lachem es hatzon, and then take the sheep for yourself for the Karban Pesach. Should just say, Ukhu lachem es hatzon. What's the meaning, Mishchu, to pull the Karban Pesach? And the fourth example where action is extremely emphasized is the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, my favorite song. Mashcheni acharecha narutza, heviyani hamelech hadorav nagilav nismechavach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cry out in the Megillah, which is the Megillah of Pesach, which we read on Pesach. Mashcheni acharecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pull me after you. And then, nagilav nismechavach, when? Mashcheni acharecha, after you pull me, narutza, I will run after you. Mashcheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pull me. Why is it that the Megillah of Pesach has this emphasis of Mashcheni, to pull? And B'siyata D'Shmaya, B'derech Musar, I want to develop two ideas based on all these four fascinating emphasis of action when it comes to Pesach. Number one, Zok Deheiligis Vasemes. The reason why it says Mishchu Chulachem es Hatzayin is when we're entrenched in Tumah, the only thing that's going to pull us out is extreme action. Klal Yisrael had fallen into Memtes Shari Tumah, so it's not enough for Chulachem. Klal Yisrael's got to pull themselves. Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza Mishchu Chulachem es Hatzayin. You've got to pull. It's got to be an exerted effort. And Rabosai, any time an individual goes to a place which is the Bechina of Mitzrayim, where the values that we have are so different than the values of the outside world, then the only way to fight it is Mishku Chulachem Esatzon. Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Shem Olam has a beautiful mashal. I heard this once from Ravami. Some of you might have heard it from him as well. Take a look in the Shemol and Perek Beis. He says it's sharper, a stronger musar than I'm going to say now than I recall also the way Ravami Shlita said it also. Chavetz Chaim is very, very sharp. Says Chavetz Chaim, there was an individual who went away. He went away on business. And the place that he went to in the Chavetz Chaim's fictitious mashal was a place that was full of diamonds and gold, but they didn't have a lot of chickens. And their chicken fat was worth more than gold and diamonds. And the Chavetz Chaim describes that this individual is living there for a couple years, he's doing business there, and he decides he's going to come back home. But he forgot what the values were at home. And he packed up his suitcases with chickens, live chickens and dead chickens, full of chicken fats. And he comes home and he brings these chicken fats that have begun to smell. And he comes home to his wife and children so happy. Look at what I brought home. Shota, you fool. You came from a place with gold and diamonds and this is what you bring back. There are some places where the most important thing is chicken fats. And there are some places where the most important thing is gold and diamonds. Over here, gold and diamonds means one thing in the walls of this Beis HaMedrash. And in the outside world, well, gold and diamonds mean something else. And what for us is chicken fats, for them could be gold and diamonds. And what for them is chicken fats, for us is gold and diamonds. And that means when a person goes to a place where their values of gold and diamonds is chicken fats, then that means that we have to be Mashcheni Acharecha. That means that there's Mishku Chulachem Esatzon. It requires clear action. Sometimes I talk to Talmidim. I ask them what they're going to be doing next year, whatever yeshiva they're going to. Who's going to be your roommate? I don't know. There's something in YU called potluck. One guy says to me with a big grin, he says, I'm going for a potluck. In a system where our golden diamonds is their chicken fats, you You can't go potluck. There has to be mashcheni. There has to be mishkul chulachem esatzon. Says the Svasemes, that is why the chinuch emphasizes achrei apulos nimshachos halavavos dafka when it comes to Pesach. The mitzvahs of Pesach, when you're dealing with the memtesh shari tumah, there has to be concerted and clear action. You can't leave anything up to whim, anything up to chance. And more than that, once upon a time, what we now consider golden diamonds wasn't always our system of golden diamonds. I'm Bli Ayin Hara, over 40 years old. And when I go back to my parents' may they be well home, somehow I feel like I'm 19 years old again, with 19-year-old values. Kal v'chomer, someone who's been in yeshiva for a year, two, three, and they go back home, it's only natural to slip back into that old mindset. And it means that if a person hasn't clearly defined not only what their values are, but on a short-term level, what's even more important, achrei apulos nimshachos halavavos, is what is going to be the lemaisa. What am I going to be doing at 10 o'clock in the morning? What am I going to be doing at 3 o'clock? Both 3 o'clock in the afternoon and 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the first yisod. The reason why Pesach emphasizes is because when it comes to dealing with a culture that's a culture of tumah, that is not to say there aren't beautiful things at home. I have a tremendous respect for the United States of America and even an admiration for it. But at the end of the day, we have to be honest. There's a different value system. And when there's a conflict, in such a case, the only way to combat it is with myself. Clear, guided myself. Number two, second yisod of why myself is so important. Rav Shai says beautifully, such a beautiful line. He said this has to be one of the top Googled lines in the world. When you're young, you make your habits. I know Rav Shai's line finishes beautifully. I have the finish. And when you're old, beautiful Josh, your habits make you. When you're old, your habits make you. When you're young, you make your habits. When you're old, your habits make you. Rabosai, in a few days, you and I are going to become young again. Hachodesh azalachem rosh chadashim. Every single one of us starts new and fresh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a new koach. It might be a little bit easier for you at age 20 as opposed to me in my 40s, but even I, even a 70-year-old, even an 80-year-old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a new koach to create new habits. A koach that's miyuchad to Klal Yisrael that we've spoken about in the past. So what's critical is the habits. The habits are going to be who we're going to become. There are no previous assumptions. Everything starts fresh. There's a new relationship, a new love relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a true story. I have a friend. He actually has kids who are now in Israel. Who he and his wife went on a skiing trip. And one of the reasons I'm not such a big fan of skiing was what happened. His wife hit a tree and she woke up and she had full amnesia. Baruch Hashem, she's fine today. But she had full amnesia that she didn't remember anything. This story goes back when we were in our 20s. So she didn't remember anything in the last 10 years of her life. She didn't remember that she was a wife and a mother. Her memories were from about the age of zero to the age of 10, 12 years old. She looked at her husband and she says to him, "Who are you?" He says, "I'm Barry, your husband." So he said, "It was so beautiful." He said, "They fell in love again." The other option is quite scary. But they fell in love again. Rabosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an amnesia terms of our relationship with Him. We are young again. We are young again, and our habits are going to make who we are, and it's possible to start with new habits. There are no previous assumptions. That's the koach of Klal Yisrael. Every moment could be a chidush in our relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu as we start in the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But that requires us, just like my friend and his wife had to be proactive in their relationship, there is no longer going to be any previous assumptions. So too, the same applies for us. Stephen Covey has a great line. Highly effective people make the decision to improve their lives through the things that they can influence, rather than simply reacting to external forces. There are some people who go through life who react, and there are some people who are proactive. And the most important part in being proactive is being proactive within yourself. And that's the koach of HaChodesh HaZalachem. That's Mishchu Kulachem HaZatzon. That's Moshcheni Acharecha Narutza. That's Achre HaPulos Nimshachos HaLavavos. Now is the time. Now is the time. V'yoser Mizeh. Here's the most critical part. If a person is simply going to rely on the values that he got, the pure and beautiful values that he got, then at the end of the day, the odds are they're probably not going to last with him. It has to be bepu'ula. That's what Chodesh Nisan is all about. It's not enough for a person to have beautiful ideas. Says in the Siva Shalom, in Chelek Beis, it's quoted in the Schus Avos Hagada. Vehein bin yonei kedusha, I efshar lakores hara besichlius. It's not enough when it comes to akiras hara for one to use one's intellect. Ki hara hu koyach po'il bedomo shel adam, veloi da besichlius lo'aykroi. Ra that surrounds us becomes part of our blood. The pasuk says, "Va'aver alayich, va'erech misbaseses b'damayich." Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw us. How did He see us? Va'at erom ve'erya, that we were empty, that we were naked. Claims in the Siva Shalom, "Arum shechoser or makiv shu emuna." Va'aderech irak va'ever alayich va'erech misbaseses b'damayich b'damayich sheshoifech domoy b'mesiras nefesh. Acts of mesiras nefesh. The sichli is not enough. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. We're being put to a beautiful test, not a hard test, a beautiful test, not an overwhelming test. An enchanting test. And the test is whether we're able to take those beautiful ideas that we've gotten from Yeshiva, and Chodesh Nisan is all about limshoch, to drag all of those ideas into our Ramach Evarim and Shesagim. Ezer Hashem, we should go and be able to make Kadesh Shem Shemayim. For those who are going for a while back to the States, Hashem, quickly to come back, be as Goel, to be able to be Mamshech all the Yisodos. Ad be as Goel. And for those who are going to be coming back in a month, to remember that everything that you have is dependent on a desire to concretize the desire of Mashcheni Acharecha. Mawa Mashcheni Acharecha. Oh, no.